So today is Daf Memches. I believe we are on the top of Memches. And the Mishnah, the Ezra Mekomen, was talking about, mentioned the places of where the different karbanos are shechted, where different karbanos, what's the placement, where do we do the avoda for the karbanos? So the Mishnah had said, par v'seir shu yom kipurim, the par and the sayer of Yom Kippur, they are shechitas in the north, the shechitas b'tzafon. So Gemara then says, michte, let's figure this out. Tzafon ba'oluksiv. The explicit source for things being done in the north is written by the Ola. By the Ola, it says in Perak Alpha Vayikra, Pasuk Yud Aleph, it says, V'shachat Oso al Yerach HaMizbeach Tzafona. Yishach the Ola, or the Ola of Tzon, in the north. And the Gemara is eventually going to learn out from Ola to Chatas. So the Mishnah says, the Gemara asks, if the source of north is from the Ola, why don't they mention Ola first in the Mishnah? That's the source. The Gemara, as already says, Michtei, Tzafon ba'ola ksiv, Nisnei ola bereisha. Let the ola be said first. So the Gemara says, no, we've seen this a few times. Chatas, aidi to asim idrasha, chavivilei. The chatas, which is learned out from a drash, from a limud, learn it out, so that is more chaviv to the Tana, that's more beloved to the Tana, therefore he mentions it first. So the Mishnah then says, okay, v'nisnei chatos hachitzonos. Let the outer chatos be listed. Remember, there are two different types of chatos. There's a chatos that's done in the Beis Hamikdash itself, and there's a chatos that's the outer chatos, and the chatos pnimios, like the part of the Seyum Kippur, which is done inside the heichal. So let the chatos of the outer outer chatos be mentioned first, because that's the pasuk that we used to compare to Ola, which we'll see later on. So that's the actual drush. That's the actual drasha. So let that come first. Why does the Mishnah first start a par v'seir shiyom kippurim when it talks about the chatos? It should be talking about the individual chatos. So the Gemara says, right, so v'nesi chatos chitzonos, the Gemara says, aidi de nichlas daman lifnai v'lifnim chavivalei. Since the blood of the chatos hapnimios, like the par v'seir shiyom kippur, goes inside, right, since it goes inside the heichal, it goes into the kodesh hakodashim, therefore it's more beloved. It's different. That's more beloved to God, it seems like. Right, so... That's so. Basically, we should have chatos first. We have ola first We should have ola first. We have chatos first because it's a drasha. Within chatos, we should have chatos chitzonius, the individual chatos first, because that's where the drasha is actually from. But no, we use chatos pnimios first because the blood goes inside the kodesh hakodashim. So now the Gemara says, "V'tzafona ba'ola heicha ksiva." Where is it written? Where do we learn out tzafon north from the ola? I have a few sheets of the Pesukim if anybody wants, so maybe helpful. Courtesy of Simon Wolf. So I only have three of them, so I don't have that many. Give one in the back. So the Gemara says, so Tzafon in the north, where is it written? Does one more appear? Okay. So where is it? So if you look in the top, right, the Vayikra Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud Aleph, that's where it says, V'shachat Oso al Yerach HaMizbeach Tzafona. So Gemara says, Ashkechan Ben Tzon. That Pasuk, in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud Aleph, is talking about where the carbon is brought from Tzon. The carbon is brought from Tzon, right? Perek Pasuk Yud, it says, V'in min hatzon korbano, V'shachat Oso al Yerach HaMizbeach Tzafona. So there we see that the carbon brought from Tzon, the ola brought from Tzon goes north. Ben bakar minolon. How do we know if the ola is brought from cattle that also requires north? Which is interesting. Tosfos ask questions of that right away. Oftentimes, when do we ever make a distinction between the ben bakar and the Tzon? So I'm not sure what the answer.
What's the question? It says a preferential pasuk.
But it says a preferential pasuk about Tzon.
Yeah, but the one about ola.
Right, so the Gemara is right. Where does it say? It says if a shachar so yerach, but shachar so yerach ben tzafona. So the Gemara says fine. Ashacham ben tzon ben bakar minolan. Where do you know the ben bakar? So amakra, the pasuk says. If you look, the pasuk says in yud, it says ve'in minatzon. There's a vav. The vav is it connects the above. Pesukim aleph through tes are talking through actually gimel through tes. You see, is ve'in ola korbanol min habakar. Talking about cattle. The ve'in minatzon. The vav connects it. And since in the Tzon portion it says Tzafona, the Vav connects it to the portion above, which is talking about the Bakar. So Gemara says, okay, so what happens? So wait, so Amakrav, the Inmin at Tzon, Vav, the Vav, Mosif al Inyan Harishon, Ve'yilmad el yom etachton. The Vav connects the bottom to the top, and we can learn the halachos that are on the bottom to what's above it. So Gemara says, wait, that's interesting. Hani kolaman dar malamedim. That only works well, according to the Ma'adam, who says you can learn from later psukim to earlier psukim with the Vav Achibur. Usually the Vav Achibur connects what comes second to what comes first. Here it's connecting, right, connect what comes first to what comes second. So Hani kolaman dar malamedim. El laman damar elamedim. According to Ma'adam, who says you don't learn that this Vav can teach you, can teach what's in the upper portion from the lower portion. Michael and Mamer, what can we say? In the end, we're going to say that everyone agrees that you can do it. But we have to get there first. So right now, we're saying that there's a machlokas, whether or not you have this idea that the Vav can pull what's below into what's above. And the Gemara brings an apparent proof that there's a machlokas about this Vav. The Tanya, we have a Braisa. This Braisa talks about the Ashram Taloi. Ashram Taloi is somebody who has a suffix as to whether or not he made a sin. He sinned that would require mechatos. The pasuk says in Vayikra Parakeh, which is the third paragraph here, Vayikra Hey Sukim Yudzayin Yuches, right? Im Nefesh Ki Sechatov the Asosa Achas Mikol Mitzvos Hashem Alakecha Hashem Hashem Lo Tasen Lo Yidov Hashem Nesalvo No, right? Then it says Vehevi El Tamim Min Atzom Yekachol Hashem. He has to bring the tzon to as an asham. He has to bring an asham. He says Veim Nefesh. So the Vav Veim Nefesh is going to apparently see whether it connects what's above to what's below. What's above it is the Asher Me'ilos. The Asher Me'ilos is if I violate hectation and I moel, I benefit from hectation. One of the items I have to, part of my process, is I have to bring an Asham. Now that's not an Asham about a suffix. That's if I definitely violated, you know, if I did a Bishogi, if I definitely violated Me'ila, I bring this type of specific Asham, Asher Me'ila. So there are rules by the Asher Me'ila. One of the rules by the Asher Me'ila is that its value has to be 2 shekel. So if you look in the first pasuk, in Tezvav, it says Nefesh Kitimo Mal V'Chatov Ishkol Gemikot Shem Beviz Hashemol Hashem Ayil Tamim Ratzon Beyakecha Kesher Shkolim. It has to be valued Kesher Shkolim. It's the minimum value of Shkolim. It's 2 because it's plural. So now the question is going to be how we connect and the rules of the Asham, which they go both ways. How do they work? So the Mar says V'im Nefesh. So it says L'Chayev Al Safik Meilos Asham Taloi Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Where Rabbi Akiva says the Vav the V'im Nefesh by the Asham Taloi can connect back to the Asham Elos to teach me that if I have a suffix by Asham Elos, I also bring an Asham Taloi. Just like, interesting. The Chachamim Potrim, Chachamim say no. Chachamim say the only time you bring an Asham by the Me'ila is if you know for sure that you violated the Me'ila. Asham Taloi is only if you had a suffix by the Korban Chatas. But here, it's not talking about an Asham Elos. If you had a suffix, you wouldn't bring it. Kiva says you do. The Chachamim Potrim, my lab, Hakim Ifni. Why don't we just say that that's the Machlokos? My servant made him, my servant ain't made him. The machlokas is whether that Vav in Pasuk Yitzayin can bring the halachos below it, which talks about a suffix doing the Vera, can bring it to the stuff that's talked above it, which is the Asham Ilo, and teach you that even by an Asham Ilo, if you have a suffix, you would bring the Karban. So Amar Papa says, no, that's not the machlokas. Again, so the machlokas between Rabbi Kiva, now we're digressing a little bit, the machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim is to whether or not, if you have a suffix, whether or not you violated Me'ila, do you have to bring an Asham Taloi? Rabbi Kiva says yes. Rabbi Chachamim say no. We try to say the machlokas is whether or not you can use that vav to connect what's below to above. The Gemara rejects that now. Amra Papa Kuli Ami Lamedim. Everyone says that you can learn. The vav can be pulled up. So Vahainu Tani Rabbanan. So what's the reason why the Rabbanan say that the suffix Me'ilos doesn't bring an Asham Taloi? Because Nemakan, it says by the Asham Taloi, Mitzvos, V'nemar B'chatos Chelef. Chatos Chelef is just a way of saying the individual Chatos. So it says by the Asham the word Mitzvos. Right, so that's where it says in Pasuk Yitzayin, it says, Im nefesh ki sechta v'asom mikol mitzvos, v'nemer v'chatas chelek, which is in Perek Dal, Pasuk Chav Zayin, it says, Im nefesh ki sechta v'shkogam ha'mar v'asom v'chas mi mitzvos. So you have a zeir shav of mitzvos, right? Mala hola, and just like by the chatas chelek, dover shechayov ma'zid don okoreitz v'ashki gosu chatas. So just like the chatas, korban chatas, only a case where, had you violated that aveira b'mezid, you would be chayav kares. Therefore, if you did a pesogig, you bring chatos. Afkan, so too by the Asham Toloi, it's chayav malzidon kares, mashu gogu chatos. It would only be a case where if you knew for sure and you violated b'meiz, you bring a kares, and b'safik, and b'shogaga, you bring chatos. But the idea of me'ila, if you did a b'meiz, there's no kares. So you can't learn out the suffik. There's no idea of a suffik asham me'ilos. Okay, so that's where he learns that from this gzeir shava of mitzvos. The Gemara then says, Rabbi Kiva, so there's a Xer Shava. What are you going to do with that? So he says, yeah, I agree with the Gezeirah Shava, but I'm going to say, I'm going to learn mitzvahs, that the Gezeirah Shava is different. Mala holam bikavua, af kam bikavua. He's going to say, no, what do I compare chatos to asham? Right, but chatos, it's talking about a korban kavua, meaning it's not a fluctuating korban. It's an animal, it has to be poor. There's no gradations based on income bracket, based on your tax bracket. So too, the asham, taloi, you have to bring kavua. It doesn't make any differences how wealthy or poor you are. Lafuke chatos to tumos miktos v'kadoshov to olav yoredud. That comes to include that, say, if you have a suffix as to whether or not you were tame when you went into the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore you would have to bring a karbon, that suffix, that you take for you have to bring a chatos, olav yored, that, if you had a suffix, you don't bring an asham taloi. Because an asham taloi would only be if it was a chatos kavua. But he doesn't learn out the Gzeir Shava to teach me that it has to be kares and it has to be some of the chayav kares. So Mar says, wait a second. The Rabbanon ain't Gzeir Shava lemechsa. The Rabbanon says, you're right, Rabbi Kiva. There's a Gzeir Shava. I'll learn what you learn also. But you have to learn what I learn also. Because when you take a Gzeir Shava, the Gzeir Shava goes all the way. You can't pick and choose what the Gzeir Shava teaches you. If you have a Gzeir Shava, then all the halachas apply. So I'll agree with you that it won't apply to a case where it's a korban olav yored. But you have to agree with me that it only applies if b'mezid you be chayav karis. Ashamila b'mezid you not chayav karis. So it shouldn't apply not asham taloi. And Samar asks, you're right. Rabbi Kiva Nami ain't zeir shavu lemechsa. So what's going on there? So Samar says, ain't chanami, you're right. Reject that. That's not the machlokas. The machlokas as follows. V'hacham I can make l'utzigi Rabbi Akiva Savar v'im nefesh ksiv vav mosif al inyan rishon. He says it's the vav, the im nefesh ksiv. It adds from what's bottom below it to above it. Therefore, it's, I don't know, we just rejected this. The vav below it pulls up the halachas to what's above it. What's below it is talking about asham taloi. It brings the asham taloi into the me'ilas. You have a suffix me'ilas, also bring asham taloi. The Gemara says, Rabbanan nami haksiv v'im nefesh. It also says v'im nefesh. So this seems to be the vav. Wait a second. So the Gemara says, Leim hakamifugi, demar sov hekesh adif. They both agree the vav you can learn. There's a hekesh. The vav compares what's below, the above to what's below. There's also gzeirah shava. But the gzeirah shava and the hekesh seem to be conflicting with each other. The gzeirah shava rejects the idea of an asham taloi by carbon by me'ilah, and the hekesh seems to include. So what machlokas is, what trumps? Rabbi Kiva says the hekesh trumps. Rabbanan says the gzeirah shava trumps. Yomar says, no. The kuli alma hekesh adif. Everyone's going to agree that the hekesh is better. A hekesh doesn't get knocked off by Gzeir Shava. The Amid Lach Rabbanan say, yeah, I have the hekesh. But what does the hekesh do? Tachton hu de gemar me elyon la asham kesef shkolin. I'm not going to mess up the Gzeir Shava because I can learn the hekesh the other way. I can say what the vav does is brings a halacha from the top portion into the bottom portion. The top portion has the halacha, the value of the asham has to be 2 shkolin. So I'll make, and it doesn't mention that in the bottom portion of the asham ilos. So I'll bring that halacha down. And therefore I have the Hekesh. So the Hekesh will teach me, according to the Rabbanan, the Hekesh will teach me the value of the Korban. And I have the Gzeir Shava to tell me that that there's no such thing as an Asham Toloi when it comes to Asham Ilos. So right, so he says, Shalot Tomar, because why? Because the Halacha of this 2 shkolim, this Halacha of this value, only seems to be mentioned by the Asham Ilos. And now we're going to bring it back to the Asham Toloi. Why would you think that the Asham Toloi doesn't have to have that? Because the Korban Chatos doesn't have to have that. So why would the Korban Chatos is when you definitely violate the Aveira, doesn't have this more significant value attached to it. Why would the Asham Taloi, which only comes when you violate the Aveira B'Safik, have that value? Therefore the Pasuk comes to teach you that it does. So that's what Gemara says. Shalot Tomer lo yisveiko chomer mivado. That the Safik should be more stringent than the Vadai. Ma vado chatos bas danko. Just like a Chatos, it's enough to bring a danko, which is a very small, right, it's like a... I think it's 100 kesef. It's a very small amount. Asveku asham bardanka. So to the asham also, the suffix should be enough if you just bring a bardanka. It's a kamash malan. Then you have this hekesh to tell you that the asham toloi has to be 2 shkolim. The Gemara that says, v'hai svara Rabbi Kiva, v'hai svara minale. Rabbi Kiva, how does he know that the asham toloi has to have this value of 2 shkolim? So he says, nafkale mizoks toras asham. It says elsewhere in Zion Aleph of Vayikra, towards the bottom of the sheet, it says Vizos Torah to Asham. This is the Torah of the Asham. Torah Achas to Kol Ashamos. There's one halacha that applies to all the Ashamos. They're all compared together. So as long as I have in one Asham the halacha mentioned, it applies to the other Asham. So I have one halacha, the Asham Elos says 2 shkolim. So two by the Asham Toloi, it's 2 shkolim. But you see in the end though, that the machlokes has nothing to do with whether the vav is mosif or not. Vav is mosif. So if that's the case, if the vav is definitely mosif, right? So that goes back to our beginning. We don't have a shaila. We don't have a problem about the ben bakar and the tzon by the ola, because everyone agrees that the vav can pull up the halacha of tzafon to the tzon. Okay, the Gemara then says, okay, this idea of that Torah sa'ashem, he says, Tenach lemanti islay Torahs. It's a machlokas. We'll see a menachos and daf gimel as well. That the word, when you have the word Torahs, that's something, that's a way you can learn to all the other korbanos in that category. So it's Torah sa'ashem, there's Torah sa'olas, there's Torah sa'chatos. It's the word Torah, then take halachas from one parsha and bring it to other parshios. So Tenach lemanti islay Torahs. Where does he learn the idea that by the Asham Taloi, all the other Ashamos, they have to have a minimum value of this two shkalim, or two slayim? So Gemara says, Gamar, the erkecha, the erkecha. It says erkecha, value in most of the korbanos. In Vayikrahe Peritezvav, where it talks about the Asham Ilos, it says, Vehevias Zamol Hashem El Tamim Ratzomi Erkecha. It says by the Asham Gezelos, which is Asham you have to bring if you steal, it says, Dev Resa Shemo Yavil Hashem El Tamim Ratzomi Erkecha. By Asham Taloi, it says, Rahavi El Tamim Ratzomi Erkecha. So Be'erkecha, you make a Gzeir Shava, just like the Asham Ilos has to have two Slayim, so too the Asham Ilos and Asham Taloi also have to have two Slayim. That's great. But that's only three of the Ashamos. There are other Ashamos that don't have the word Be'erkecha. How do they learn you need two Slayim? You had spinning with all the Limudim.
Yeah. He said, no, I have a problem with this whole thing. You don't understand how the whole thing works anyway.
As I tell my son, it works. Take it for granted.
They're trying to figure out something that's passed down.
Okay.
Put logic into it, something that we
don't. It's not logic. It's psukim. Yeah, that's what they're doing. 100%. So teina hecha deksiv be'erkecha. That works fine and well in the ashamos that have the word erkecha, but by the ashram shicha charufa, by the ashram that's brought, if somebody was a chetzah shicha chabatz chorin and she's mureses to an eved ivri and someone has beer with her, you have to bring an ashram shicha charufa. The loksiv be'erkecha. The erkecha is not written there. Ma'ik lemeimer. How do you know that it has to bring two slayim? The Gemara says gamar be'el. He says because by ashram me'ilos it says vakoin yichaper alav be'el ashram. And by the Shiv Charufa, it says, V'chi per kohen be'el Hashem. So that learns it out from the Gzeir Shavah of El. So there's two Gzeir Shavahs by Hashemos. Wherever it's written Erkecha, that's where I learned two Slayim. If it's not written Erkecha, then I have the El. Okay. But bottom line is, there is no machlokas whether Vav is Mosif al Inyan Rishon or not. Vav is Mosif al Inyan Rishon. So go back to our original question, which was, we learned Safon by the Ola, that's only by the Tzon. How do we know that Safon is required by the Ben Bakar? Because it says in the Perik Aleph, Pasuk Yud, V'im minat batzon. It connects what's on the bottom, which is north, to what's on the top, to have north by the Bakar as well. Okay. So now we're good with Ola. Ola's in the north. Chatos minolan debayit Safon. Something that the Gemara took for granted in the original question, now the Gemara is going to ask. How do you know that the Korban Chatos is required to be in the north? So the pasuk they bring down a pasuk in the Perek Dalid pasuk of Tes. It says there, "V'samach yodo al rosh hachatos, v'shachat es hachatos b'mkom ola, and you shech the chatos in the place of the ola." Well, we just established the ola is in the north. So where's the chatos shechted? The same place as the ola, in the north, right? It says, "Chatos minoli the bayit zavon, dechsev v'shachat es hachatos b'makom ola." Where it says, "Great, ashkan shchita." Now I know. Now I have a proof. That shchita has to be of the chatos has to be in the north. Kabbalah minolan. How do we know that the Kabbalah Saddam has to also be in the north? Maybe the Kohen could be standing outside the north and sticking his hand in or something like that. How do you know Kabbalah has to be in the north? So the Ksiv, because the pasuk says the next pasuk afterwards in Lamed it says v'lakach haKohen midama be'etzba'o. It says v'lakach haKohen midama be'etzba'o. Lakicha, which we saw in the first paragraph, lakicha means Kabbalah. And when you should read the word, I guess they seem to read it, you could say, V'shachas etzachatas b'mkoma ola, or you can read it, parse the pasuk this way, b'mkoma ola v'lekacha kohen midama. Just read it flowing through, so therefore it's talking about the place of the ola, that's where you have to be makabal adam. So the chatas has to be, the Kabbalah has to be in the north as well. The thing is, though, we asked, where is shchita from the ola? We answer that. We never asked about Kabbalah from the ola yet, or we haven't yet. I don't know if we do it later. But for the Chatas, we start going into the other Avodas. For the Ola, we don't go into the other Avodas. So the Gemara says, okay, now we know that the Kabbalah has to be in the north. Mikabal atzmo minalon. How do we know that the person who's doing the Kabbalah, he himself has to be staying in the north? When it comes to the Shechita, that's not the case. Remember, you can have the long stick, the guy can be standing, a non-Kohen can do it. But how do we know that when it comes to the Kabbalah's Hadam, that the Kohen has to be in the north? He says, the Amakra, the Pasuk says, Vilakach, it says Vilakach, Vilakach HaKohen. I don't know what the drush is. It says, Lokach, he should take. I don't know what the drush is. He says, that's not the Pasuk. It's Lokach. I think that's how the Sheet of Kabbalah changes that here. So. But I'm not sure. My Rashi says, Vilakach HaKohen, it's the first white line. It says, Basar Vishachat Ksid Bechatos Yachid. That's Vilakach. Umashma, Mikabal Atzmo. Next Rashi. Tzarech la'amo b'tzafon, v'lo ya'amo b'darom. He can't stand in the south, v'yoshi yado b'tzafon, and stick his hand in the north. Samach lo etzel emsa, samuch lo etzel azar shadar v'tzof and husham. You can't stand like right at that point where north and south meet. V'kibel minala, ha'amar l'kaman, im amadar v'kibotzof apostle, says v'lakach lo yikach, sarseyu, which means sort of like chop it up. Sarseyu l'mafreya, take the word and put it behind it. V'darsho es atzmo yikach l'makom hadam. Somehow it seems to say that you take the v'lakach ha-kohen, ha-kohen, put the kohen before v'lakach, and then the kohen is v'makom ola. I'm not sure how that works. Somehow they pull it out from the pasuk that it has to be in the north. Okay. So now the Gemara says, okay.
How could the Kabbalah be in the south? Animals sitting right on the border.
So you shaft it, and then you push the cow to the other side. You just make up the mitzvahs. Right. So Asher Kol Mitzvah. So now we say that this is the mitzvah. The idea is, we said a few times when it comes to kachim, in order for something to be ma'akev, in order for something to have that meaning, if you don't do it that way, it's possible. The halach has to be mentioned twice when it comes to kachim. Shina Allah kasev la'akev. So right now we have one pasuk to teach me that the Shechita of the Chatos, and the Kabbalah of the Chatos, and the Kohen has to be in the north. That tells me the mitzvah. How do I know if it's not done in the north, it's possible? I have to have additional psukim. So the Gemara says, Ashechon lemitzvah. La'akev minolan. How do I know that la'akev, you don't know that? So kro'achim eksiv. There is another pasuk. The pasuk says, v'yikur dali chav dali, which is sort of what we just did. This is talking about, we did that. This is the pasuk that we did till now was in Vayikra Dalid Pasuk of Tes. That's talking about the Chatos Yachid. A few pasukim beforehand, it's talking about the Korban Chatos of the Nasi. There, by the Korban Chatos of the Nasi, in Pasuk of Dalid, it says, V'samach edol rosh ha-seir, v'shachat oso, v'mkom asher yishchat ha-ola. It says again there. It repeats that the Chatos has to be in the north. Why does it have to repeat it again? Right? Kro achrina ksiv, v'shachat oso, v'mkom asher yishchat es ha-ola. So therefore it's repeated. So therefore everything has to be done in the north. Or at least the Shechita. And now the Gemara brings a brisa that's similar to what we deduced about how you learn out that everything has to be done in the north. But Tanya, learning a brisa. So we're going to follow the gears over here. It says by the Sayer Nasi, which is Perek Dalet, Pasuk Chavez to Chavav. It says, V'shachat oso b'mkom asher yishchat as ola. It's be in the north. Heichan ola nishchata. Where's the ola shechted? B'tzafon, in the north. Avzeh, so too, the Sayer of the Nasi is in the north. Wait a second. Is this, we learn it out from the Sayer of the Nasi that the Chatos has to be in the north. Halokvar Nemar, it already says, where is this? In Perek Vav, Pasuk Yudches, which talks about all the Chatos in general, it says, B'mkom asher tishchata ola tishachet Chatos. Where the ola shechta, that's where you shechta Chatos. Now I have three psukim of Chatos, teaching me it has to be in the place of the ola. Right? He says, ha, Lema Yotza. So if I already know that it has to be the north from Perek Vav, what is it coming to teach me by the Sayer Nasi, where the first pasuk where it says in the north, Likvoa lo makom, to tell you that that's the place. Sheim lo shachta b'tzafon pasul. That's the repeated portion to tell me that if you don't do it there, it's pasul. So ata omer lekach yotza. Wait, you tell me that that's why it's there. O eno ola, eno ola, eno ella zeton tzafon the achar ton tzafon. Maybe, if you look at the Pasuk and Perek Dalet, Pasuk Chav Dalet by the Sar of the Nasi, it has this extra word, Oso. Oso is a limiting word. Maybe it's coming to teach you that Oso, that's the only Sa'ir that gets done in the north. No, nothing else gets done in the north. The Gemara says, no, can't be. Talmud Omar, in Pasuk Chavtes, it says, V'shachat esachatas from Koma Ola, Zebana'a v'kol chatos yutunu safon. You see that everything has to be in the north. Problem is going to be, eventually is, okay, but what are you going to do with the word Oso? So that's what we get to in the next sugya of the Gemara, soon. So that, but now, so Ashkechon, Seir Nazir, Ben Lemitzvah, Ben L'Akev. Okay, that's fine. I learned out Safon from one of the Pesukim. Safon is then repeated by the Seir of the Nasi. So now I know B'di'eved, even if I shek the Seir Nasi, it's possible. How do I know it's even possible if I shek other Chatos, not in the north? So Ashkechon, Seir Nasi, Ben Lemitzvah, Ben L'Akev. V'shar Chatos, Nami, Ashkechon, Lemitzvah. And all of the Chatos, I know the Mitzvah. But L'Akev, Minolon, how do I know? Diksiv, Bekisva, Uksiv, Basi'ira. Because it's written twice by the Kesev and by the Sayer. How does that mean? So in Dalid Lame Gimel, in Dalid Lame Chavtes, it's talking about if you bring a seer, which is a goat, it says V'shachar Chatos Mekom Ola. And then again, if you bring a keves in Pasuk Lamed Beis, it is a fourth Pasuk. V'shachar Osol Chatos Mekom Sheyis Chata Ola. So it's repeated. I mean, all these things, they're going all over. It's right there in the Pesukim. So, okay. Fine. Done. So now we know that the Chatos has to be shechted in the north, even b'di'evet. Now the Gemara says, okay, we had the Sahir Nasi, which was Shechat Oso. The Shechat Oso was to teach us that the Nasi, that was to repeat it, as repeating it by the Sahir Nasi, to tell you that even b'di'evet, if it's not in the north, it's possible. But I have the word Oso. So, the Oso, Ela Oso Lamali, what's the Oso coming, what's the Oso coming to teach me? The Oso Lamali, Mi Boile Lichidusanya. He comes to teach us, like we taught in the Brisa, Oso Bitsaphon, so we're talking about the Sayer. Right? The Sayer is like the goat. So there are other korbanos that were brought as a goat. What other korban was brought as a goat? He says, Oso Bitsaphon, only this Sayer is brought in the Saphon, the Ein Seir Nachshon Bitsaphon. And the Sayer that Nachshon brought is not going to be in the Saphon. Meaning the Sayer that the Nasiim are going to bring by the Chanukah Samizbeach, that doesn't have to be in the north. Right? Rashi says, the ain't seir nachshon, seirei chanukas hanesiim shelo ba'u al chet. The difference is because the seirim of the nesiim, those were dedication korbanos. The seir of the chatas, right? The seir of the chatas with the nasi is because they did an aveira. So because different purposes, it may have different halachas. That's what's coming to exclude. So Gemara says, really? I need the word for oso to teach me that the seir of the seir nachshon is not brought the tzafon. The tanya,
pasuk. For a one-time.
So Gemara will get to that in a moment. The Tanya says over there, V'samach, I think this is by the Seir Nachshon. No, V'samach Yado al Rosh HaSa'ir. Where is that? It's the Perek Dalet Pasuk of Dalet. Right, the same Pasuk we're talking about the north, the four words before that said, V'samach Yado al Rosh HaSa'ir. He shall place his hands on the head of the goat. Right, V'samach Yado al Rosh HaSa'ir. So he says over there, L'rabos Sa'ir Nachshon L'smicha. It says al Rosh HaSa'ir. That includes that the Sayer of Nachshon has to have smicha. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Those are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Lirabos, as Seir Evos Chavim smicha. Rabbi Shimon says, no, that Samach is coming to include that if you bring a seer for violating Avodah Zarah, that has to have smicha. So the Gemara says, Sakatai Techamina, he's going back to Rabbi Yehuda. Why do you have to pass to teach me that you need smicha on the Sayer of Nachshon? Because Sakatai Techamina, whole is Rabbi smicha, that since the Sayer of Nachshon has smicha, it's Rabba Namit Safon. It would have to have north also. Kamash Malon, that Oso. That's what's coming to teach us. Okay? So Oso of that Pasuk is saying that because the beginning of the Pasuk says that learn out the Sayer Nachshon requires Smicha, so you think we would also have the halachas at the end of the Pasuk, which is Safon. Therefore it says Oso, only the Sayer of the Nasi needs north. The Sayer of the Nachshon does not need north. So the Gemara asks, Maskif Le Ravina, Hanich Le Rabbi Yehuda. That works out well for Rabbi Yehuda, who says that that the Samach Yado is coming to include the Sayer of Nachshon, so Oso is coming to exclude the Sayer of Nachshon. But according to Shimon, who says the Samach Yado is coming to include the Sayer of Avodah Zarah, so what's Oso coming to exclude? Right? The Sayer of Nachshon was never included to begin with. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he needed Oso to exclude Sayer of Nachshon, because I just included the one thing, Oso takes it out for another thing. According to Rabbi Shimon, who never had it included, what do we need Oso to exclude it? It was never included to begin with. So Maskil Ravina, Hani Yichl Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Michael and Meimar. What are you going to say? What does Oso come to teach for according to Rabbi Shimon? So now the Gemara says, wait a second. You think that Oso is a problem for Rabbi Shimon? I say Oso is still a problem for Rabbi Yehuda. He says, Amalei, we'll get to your answer, Yossi. Amalei mazurtze b'reidu rav tavi l'ravina ul'rav Yehuda minicha. Who says that all is fine and dandy according to Rav Yehuda? Who says it's all good according to Rav Yehuda? He says, L'maydi israbi israbi, L'maydi lo israbi lo israbi. Why do you get this? The pasuk says v'samach, so there's an inclusion of v'samach. Why would you think all of a sudden now that because it's included in smicha, it would be included in safon? Whatever the Torah included it, it included it. Whatever it didn't include it, it didn't include it. Right? L'maydi israbi israbi, L'maydi lo israbi lo israbi. V'chi tema, if you're going to tell me, iloma ate kra, had the pasuk not excluded the sari nacho from safon, hav amina tesa b'vinyan av, I would learn it out from a binyan av, from other seirim, the seir of a yachid, not the seir of a nasi, it also requires north. Im kain, smicha kufa tesa b'vinyan av. Then why do I need the pasuk? If I'm going to learn smicha, if I'm going to learn safon from all other karbanos, well, I'll learn smicha from all other karbanos. So why do I need an inclusion for smicha? So he says, ella, Sha'a midoras lo gamrinan. Hachanami sha'a midoras lo gamrinan. That was a one-time korban. It was a one-time thing. You don't learn out halachos from there, from the one-time korbanos. I don't know, but we do that for Pesach. Don't we learn a lot of korbanos from Pesach? Right? We learn a lot of korbanos from Pesach Mitzrayim. Okay. Just a question. So therefore, bottom line is, though, I'm still stuck with the word Oso. We thought Oso was coming to tell me that Oso comes to exclude the Sari of Nachshon from north. We knocked that out because the Sari Nachshon is a one-time karban. We don't have to make any limudim from there to here. So what does Oso come to teach us? We're still stuck. So Gemara says, "Ve'ela Oso bitzafon, ve'ein shochet bitzafon." Oso comes to teach us that the animal has to be in the north, but the shochet, the slaughterer, does not have to be, the butcher doesn't have to be in the north. The Gemara says, "Shochet midrav achinafka." I don't need Oso to teach me that the shochet doesn't have to be in the north. Because I already know shochet from a limud that Rav Achya taught me. Right, Rav Achya taught it differently. But the Tanya, we're learning a brisa, Rav Achya Omer, the pasuk says by the Ola, Perak Aleph, pasuk Yud Aleph, it says v'shachat oso al yerach hamizbeach tzafona. Right, it has to be shechted. Ma Talmud Lomar. Why do you have the word oso by the Ola? Right, it's talking about the Ola in that parsha. Why does it say v'shachat oso? So ma Talmud Lomar l'fisha matzino ome b'tzafon u'mikabel b'tzafon v'im ama b'dorim mikabel b'tzafon pasul yochel afzek kain. Tamalomer oso b'tzafon in a shochet b'tzafon. It says, since we know the halacha is that the animal has to be in the north, and we learned that the makabel has to be in the north, and we learned that if the makabel is in the south and puts his hand into the north, it's pasul. So you might think that the shochet also has to be in the north. Kamashwan oso by the ola teaches me that the guy doesn't have to be in the north. So that's learned out by the oso from the ola. So what's this oso by the chatas of the nasi come to teach us? So ella oso bitzafon, the ain ben of bitzafon. Comes to teach us that it's talked, the oso has come to teach another lacha, that only the korbanos brought from animals, from as opposed to birds, from cattle, I guess, from sheep, right, from livestock, that has to be in the north. But when I do malika on the birds do not have to be in the north when I do the malika. Ella oso bitzafon, the ain ben of bitzafon. And you would have thought that it would require, the oaf would also have to be in the north. The Tanya, the Bryce that says, Yachol yev ben of ton safon. I don't know why it says ben of, but what do you mean ben of? Yachol yev ben of ton safon, vidinhu, it'd be a kavachomer. Uma ben son, shelo kaval a kohen. When it comes to the tzon, which doesn't require a kohen to do the shechita, nevertheless, the Torah says that it has to be in the north. Kaval a safon, it requires in the north. So ben of, so a bird, shekaval a kohen, which has to specifically be done by a kohen, the malika has to be done by a kohen, Ain odin sheyikvelot tzafon, so shouldn't it also require tzafon? So tamid lomar oso. Therefore, he tells us oso that the bird does not require. Idea being is that the bird is more chamor than the animal. The Gemara says, wait a second, I can find you a chumra by the tzon also. Ma le ben tzon shekain kavod okli. No, the reason why the ben tzon requires ben tzon is also chamor because it requires a kli. When you shech the animal, you have to collect the blood in a kli. When you do malik on the bird, the blood doesn't go into a kli. You pop off the head of the bird with your thumbnail, and then you bring the bird directly to the mizbeach, and you sprinkle it, either that or you put the bird onto it, so it doesn't have a kli. So don't tell me, oh, if it applies to the less chamor thing of the animal, it's certainly going to apply to the bird. I never would have said that, because the animal is not less chamor, because it has chamor of the kli. The Gemara says, okay, so oso comes to teach us, ella oso b'tzafon, vein pesach b'tzafon. It teaches oso that the sir nasi is in the north, but the korban pesach doesn't have to be in the north. Because you would have thought that Tanya, Rabbi Lezer, or Yaakov Omer, Yochriya Pesach Tom Safon, maybe Korban Pesach also required Safon, it would be a Kavach Omer, Vedinu, Ma Ola Shekelo Kavlo Zman, Ola is less Chamor because there's no set time to bring a Korban Ola, you can bring it whenever. So Ma Elo Shekelo Kavlo Zman, Shkitaso Kavlo Safon, nevertheless the Torah requires it to be in the north. Pesach, Korban Pesach is more Chamor, Shekavlo Zman, Shkitaso, there's an actual set time for it. You know, that small window of opportunity you have on the 14th of Nisan. Right, Eino Dinshi Kavol Tzofon, so Kavol Chomer, it should require north. So then Talmud Omer also comes to say no, it doesn't require north. Mar says, why would you have to have a mina? You're telling me that Pesach is more Chomer than Ola? No, Ola is more Chomer than Pesach. Why? Ma Ola Shekin Kolo. Ola is completely burnt on the Mizbeach. A Pesach is eaten. So an Ola is more Chomer. That's why it requires north. And then what if I have a mina to say that the Korban Pesach requires north? So I'm still stuck with the word Oso. The Gemara says, no, okay, we'll learn it out. Oso, no, so learn it out from Chatas. They say that the Chatas requires north, the Pesach doesn't require north. Because the Chatas doesn't have a set time, the Pesach does have a set time. The Gemara says, no, Chatas is also more Chamor. Ma Chatas came a Kaparas HaChayav Ikrisos. A Chatas comes for Kapara, to bring atonement for somebody who's Chayav Karis. Pesach does not, so the Chatas is more. He says, what about Ashram? Also, Ashram. Mala Ashram Shekin Kachay Kachashim. Ashram is a higher level Kedusha, there's Kachay Kachim. The Gemara says, Mikulon Nami Shekin Kachay Kachim. The Ola of the Chatas are also Kachay Kachim. Meaning, I never would have thought that the Korban Pesach is more Chomer. If the Korban Pesach is more Chomer, I can learn the Kavach Chomer. Just like those need Safon, the Korban Pesach needs Safon, I also to exclude it. But I never would have said that, because the Pesach is not more Chomer than the other three. So I'm still stuck with, I never would have had a Havmina to say that Pesach requires north in order to learn Oso to exclude it. So Oso I'm still stuck with. What does Oso come to teach us? We're going back to what we said originally, that the limud oso by the Sa'ir Nasi is oso b'tzafon, v'ein shochet b'tzafon. That only the animal has to be in the north, but the shochet does not have to be in the north. I would dekashulach mid Rabbi Achya nafgalon, but then you already learned it out from Rabbi Achya, right? We learned it out from oso by the ola. What do you need oso again by the Nasi? He says no, it comes that the Oso, by the Nasi, you're right, it's Lav Lemu'uti Shokhi B'Tzafon, Ella Ein Shokhi B'Tzafon, Abba Mekabo B'Tzafon. What Oso is coming to teach us by the Nasi is to say, you're right, we already know that the Shokhi doesn't have to be in the north. The Pasuk is reiterating, the Shokhi doesn't have to be in the north, but the one who's receiving the blood doesn't have to be in the north. Oso, meaning the Shokhi is not in the north, but the Mekabel has to be in the north. And the Gemara says, Mekabel, what do you mean Mekabel? V'lokach lokach nafka. We already learned that from that. I think that was the drasha we didn't understand, right? Or at least I didn't understand. We already learned that. The Gemara says, "No, v'lokach lokach no mashpalei." This Tana doesn't, like me, I guess, doesn't understand what that drasha is. So therefore, he needs this drasha to teach us that the makabel has to be in the north. So the oso by the ola is what teaches us that oso has to be in the north, but the shochet doesn't have to be in the north. The oso by the nasi teaches us that even though the shochet doesn't have to be in the north, the mekabel of the dam has to be in the north. Okay, go a little further. Right. Nachum, where were you planning to start from?
I was planning on starting from the bottom of there.
By Ashkechan?
No.
All right, let's just do it. You'll change your plans. Okay, Ashkechan.
So, are you?
Like 5 lines to the bottom, 6 lines to the bottom.
That's fine.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll stop there. Right, it's a date, because that goes on to the next question.
That's fine.
The Gemara is now going to ask that we just said that Shechita, we just proved, the Gemara is going to ask, again, we have to have psukim, we have to have double psukim to prove that it's la'akiv. So we just proved the double psukim by Chatas. Now we have to prove the double psukim by Ola. We only have one psukim by Ola that has to be in the north. By Chatas, we found like 4 or 5. But by Ola, we only have one. So we have to find another psukim to tell that it has to be in the north in order to say that even B'dieved would be possible. Okay, we'll stop here.
We don't